You will hear three speakers talking about dumb phones, mobile phones with very basic functions.
Speaker 1.
For me, having a dumb phone would be, dumb. I really like surfing the web on my phone to find out about things. If I hear the name of an actor I don't know about, I can look them up. Or if I'm in a new place and I want to find a restaurant to go to, I can find somewhere easily. Plus, I love Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I follow loads of celebrities and I love to watch concerts and live tweet what is happening. Without my smartphone, my friends wouldn't know what I was doing. It would feel very strange.
Speaker 2.
I'm seriously thinking about getting a dumb phone. I hate how the battery on my smartphone is in control of my life. I always have to find somewhere to charge the phone when I'm out, and I'm always worried about it. I also don't like the way search engines record your history and use it to sell you things. I feel as though my attention is always taken away from everything I do by my smartphone because I use it for so much. I was with a friend the other day, and after a while, we were sitting there not talking, just looking at our phones. It was like our phones just killed the conversation. We didn't even realise it was happening.
Speaker 3.
I like the idea of a dumb phone. I'm just not sure I would like it in practice. I travel a lot with my work, so it really helps being able to access my inbox when I'm out. If I didn't, I would spend all my time in the office answering emails. I also have a favorite podcaster who I listen to all the time when I'm traveling. I can download his latest episode and pass the time when I'm on a flight or a train. I do enjoy being offline, as I feel as though I'm always using my phone to communicate with email, Skype, phone calls, and text. But I think if I didn't have access to the internet most of the time, I would worry.
Now you have 15 seconds to do the task.
Speaker 1.
For me, having a dumb phone would be, dumb. I really like surfing the web on my phone to find out about things. If I hear the name of an actor I don't know about, I can look them up. Or if I'm in a new place and I want to find a restaurant to go to, I can find somewhere easily. Plus, I love Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I follow loads of celebrities and I love to watch concerts and live tweet what is happening. Without my smartphone, my friends wouldn't know what I was doing. It would feel very strange.
Speaker 2.
I'm seriously thinking about getting a dumb phone. I hate how the battery on my smartphone is in control of my life. I always have to find somewhere to charge the phone when I'm out, and I'm always worried about it. I also don't like the way search engines record your history and use it to sell you things. I feel as though my attention is always taken away from everything I do by my smartphone because I use it for so much. I was with a friend the other day, and after a while, we were sitting there not talking, just looking at our phones. It was like our phones just killed the conversation. We didn't even realise it was happening.
Speaker 3.
I like the idea of a dumb phone. I'm just not sure I would like it in practice. I travel a lot with my work, so it really helps being able to access my inbox when I'm out. If I didn't, I would spend all my time in the office answering emails. I also have a favorite podcaster who I listen to all the time when I'm traveling. I can download his latest episode and pass the time when I'm on a flight or a train. I do enjoy being offline, as I feel as though I'm always using my phone to communicate with email, Skype, phone calls, and text. But I think if I didn't have access to the internet most of the time, I would worry.
This is the end of the listening task.